It's time for Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is brought to your way this morning by Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Wainwright Propane, Fairfield National Bank, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, the Fairfield Banking Company, Bonds Tire, People's National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, and Citizens National Bank.
And a good Saturday morning to you, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. It's time for Sports Talk. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. Great to be here with you on this Saturday morning. By the way, currently in Fairfield, it is 74 here. Just a few minutes, just about a minute into 9 o'clock here. We've got lots to cover this morning. We'll chat with Mules volleyball coach Chet Snyder, Mules football coach Justin Townsend, and Edwards County football coach Joe Rivers. Plus, we'll get you updated on all the scores and look back at the week in sports. This is Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back following these words.
Fairfield Memorial Hospitals Horizon Healthcare offers primary care services to Fairfield, Sisney, and Grayville. With three convenient locations, Horizon Healthcare ensures that patients will have access to quality healthcare delivered by compassionate providers in a thriving hospital that they already know and trust. Services provided include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, along with women's health exams, DOT testing, and more. At the Grayville and Sisney locations, walk-ins are welcome. In Fairfield, call 842-4617.
Time now to get your swimming pool ready for the cold weather. Call Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods and get your pool winterized. Have all pool equipment detached and stored, and they'll even put on your pool cover. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, call 842-3940 for quick and professional service. And don't forget, we're the place to shop and buy your weapons for hunting and personal protection. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays, 8 to noon.
At FNB, we believe in us, not us the bank, us the farmers, us the families, us the community. That's why we continuously and proudly support, invest in, and volunteer throughout our region. So whether you're from Fairfield, Wayne City, Sisney, Grayville, or anywhere in between, you'll always find a friendly and helpful neighbor right here at home. FNB, Banking Business Life. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you, hosting Sports Talk here on this Saturday morning. Let's go ahead and take a look here at the scores here. High school football action last night. It was Fairfield over Carmi White County, 40-8. Chester over Johnston City in a close one, 14-12. In the battle of Route 148 last night, that went to Cesar Valera Waltonville. They defeated CZR 44-24. Hamilton County defeated El Dorado 20-16. Good win for the Foxes on their homecoming. It was Floro over Lawrenceville 13-6. Newton topped Red Hill 33-8. It was Alney Richland County over Marshall 30-18. Robinson defeated KZ Westfield 20-0. Nashville defeated Sparta 53-14. It was DuCoin over Pinckneyville 45-9. Carterville over Anna Jonesboro 31-14. It was Massac County topping Harrisburg 46-21. Murfreesboro blanked Heron 41-0. Meanwhile, it was Belleville Altoff over Centralia in a low-scoring affair, 13-6. Cahokia over Carbondale, 34-28. Marion defeated Mount Vernon, 55-2. And it was Salem over Trenton Westquin, 48-14. Junior high softball action in the SIJHSAA Class S Regional at Jeff. It was Jasper Jeff over New Hope, 13-3. Jasper Jeff softball team advances to state. State competition starts on Saturday, October 5th. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball action. It was the Chicago Cubs over St. Louis 8-2 for the Cardinals. The magic number is 2 to clinch the NL Central. Milwaukee lost last night to Colorado. The White Sox versus Detroit games were canceled. NHL preseason play, it was St. Louis over Washington 4-3. Let's go ahead here and take a look here at what's been happening in the sports world. But before I get to that, I do want to mention something that is sports related that's going to be happening this morning. The Fairfield Community High School cross country team, they're going to be having a pork burger sale today, this morning, at the Save-A-Lot parking lot. They're going to be started serving food at 10 a.m. this morning. Pork burgers, pork chop sandwiches, and drinks will be on sale again. The FCHS cross country team will be having a pork burger sale this morning at the Save-A-Lot parking lot. They'll begin at 10 a.m. Pork burgers, pork chop sandwiches, and drinks will be on sale. Here's a look at the stories here, both locally and nationally. The Fairfield Park District has scheduled its end-of-season scramble, sponsored by 4G Oilfield Distribution, Wabash Co-op Communications, and Clearwave Communications, for Saturday, October 19th at the Fairfield Public Golf Course. The two-person 27-hole scramble is limited to 30 teams. Entry fee is $50 per person and includes a cart and lunch. If you need a cart, you can sign up before Wednesday, October 9th. A sign-up sheet is located outside the pro shop at the course. Additional sponsorships are available for businesses and individuals to help support the Fairfield Park District and the Fairfield Public Golf Course and their joint mission to provide recreation for it to everyone. Call the course at 618-847-7222 for more information. Also, the inaugural FCHS Football Alumni 7-on-7 tournament scheduled for Saturday, October 12th, with registration at 9 a.m. and play beginning at 10 o'clock. The cost is $100 per team of 7 to 10 players. All participants must be FCHS Football Alumni. Teams may include players from different graduating classes. All participants will receive an inaugural 7-on-7 t-shirt sponsored by CSI Insurance. All alumni entry fees and donations will go toward the FCHS Graduating Football Player Scholarship. To register, contact Coach Justin Townsend at jtownsend@fchsmules.com or call 838-3140. Alumni will also have the chance to purchase old Mules jerseys from 2001 to 2015, with all proceeds going to help purchase new Mules football uniforms. The St. Louis Blues got stronger with the blue line, acquiring three-time All-Star defenseman Justin Falk from the Hurricanes. Carolina received defenseman Joel Edmondson and forward prospect Dominique Bach in the deal, as well as a swap of late-round draft picks. Falk, who is fourth among defensemen with 32 power play goals over the last five seasons, also a three-time, as I mentioned, All-Star defenseman, he was given a fresh seven-year contract extension worth $45.5 million by the Blues. Former NFL player Antonio Brown is returning to the classroom now that his time playing football is complete. Brown, who was released by the Patriots on Friday, posted a picture of his class schedule on Instagram with the saying, "Back to school." Brown tagged his former school, Central Michigan, where he played football from 2007 to 2009. The celebrated Kansas basketball program is facing its toughest opponent. Multiple outlets report Kansas received a notice this week from the NCAA Monday with allegations of major violations. The charges include lack of institutional control and Jayhawks Hall of Fame basketball coach Bill Self with responsibility of violations. KU now has 90 days to respond. Also, in a soccer world, Megan Rapinoe and Lionel Messi have been named the FIFA Players of the Year. Messi claims the honor for the sixth time in his career, while Rapinoe edged out fellow American Alex Morgan for her first after leading the U.S. team to a second straight Women's World Cup in the year 2019. NASCAR news: Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Roush Fenway Racing will split at the end of the season, and Chris Buescher will replace him in 2020. Stenhouse has driven the number 17 Ford for Roush the past seven seasons. Although his contract is believed to run through 2021, the team said Wednesday it will part ways with the two-time Xfinity Series Series champion at the end of the year. Stenhouse has two cup victories for Roush, but is winless this season. He didn't make the playoffs and is 23rd in the overall standings. He won both his Xfinity titles driving for Roush before he was promoted to replace Matt Kenseth in 2013. If the NFL owners get their way, the league will adopt a 17-game regular season schedule in the new collective bargaining agreement. Multiple reports say league owners would like to eliminate the preseason and add one more regular season game. The NFL Players Association is against the idea. The current CBA is set to expire after the 2020 season. In Major League Baseball news, Major League Baseball has set its season strikeout record for the 12th straight season. Batters struck out 369 times Tuesday to raise the season total to 41,467. That topped the 41,207 of last season with 5 days to spare. After topping hits for the first time in 2018, strikeouts are ahead again. There were 40,883 hits through Tuesday. Last year, finished with 41,018 hits. Now, strikeouts broke 40,000 for the first time in 2017 when there were 40,104. Before the record run started in 2008, the mark had been 32,404 in 2001. Strikeouts totaled 29,937 in 1996 before reaching the 30,000 mark for the first time the following year. Major League Baseball also set a record for home runs this season. The league entered Tuesday with 6,550, surpassing the mark of 6,105 set in 2017. And the career of longtime Cincinnati Reds broadcaster Marty Brenneman is in the books. 77-year-old called his final game for the Reds on Thursday, a 5-3 loss to Milwaukee. Brenneman is a Hall of Famer who's been broadcasting Reds games for 46 years. He's not working the Reds' final three games of the season against the Pirates in Pittsburgh. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Well, the Mules hosted Carmine White County in the annual battle for the Rotary Wheel last night. I would also like to mention that last night it was the U.S. Armed Forces night as well. Mark Turner, he spoke with Coach Justin Townsend after last night's game and also a couple of the Mules seniors. Now, I would like to mention seniors-wise, for Fairfield, who were interviewed, they were Bryce Garner and Caden Taylor. So you'll hear Garner first, followed by Taylor, and then Coach Justin Townsend.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Bryce Garner.
All right, Bryce, congratulations on the victory here tonight.
Thank you.
Nice to see you back in uniform. First game back for you this year.
Yeah, it's been quite the adventure. I mean, dislocating my knee before practice even started and then coming back week five.
I'll tell you what, it's awful nice to have you back in the lineup. And Carmine came out and threw the team for a loop there to start the ball game, coming out and scoring on the first drive.
Yeah, we really didn't come out. Our defense was a little lax. We weren't really ready to play very much. But after they scored, we got into them and came out fired up, ready to play.
All right. As you move through graduation, what are you looking to do after graduation?
As of right now, I'm looking some sort of military career.
All right.
Well, possibly National Guard, maybe police officer, something like that.
All right. Well, congratulations on the win, and thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bryce Garner from the Mules.
Represent those pancakes.
All right. We'll let Caden Taylor slide on the headsets here. And Caden, a pretty good game for you tonight from the defensive backfield. Looked like you almost had an interception there, but I think you and maybe Cade collided there right at the point of impact.
Yeah, we were just both trying to make a play on the ball. I mean, it's a good problem to have, two guys making a good break on it. It just, you know, neither one of us came up with it, but, you know, both made a good play on it.
What motivation? You gave up your first eight of the season to Carmine on the first drive, and how much of a motivation was that for you to come out and really just – Take the life completely out of Carmine after that?
Yeah, I mean, we try not to let the whole shutout thing get to us. Just play the best football we can, and our defense came out really strong. We had a little slip up there on that coverage, but we knew game plan wise what we needed to do, and we just executed from there on out.
As you move throughout the season, what are your goals for the season?
Naturally, you know, a conference title is always in the conversation. You know, we've gotten there the past couple of years, and, you know, as of last year, you know, winning a playoff game, we're looking just to move on from that. This team's got a whole lot of potential, and we want to take off as far as we can.
What do you think plans after graduation? What you got going up, coming up?
I'm actually looking to further my baseball career. Look at maybe a four-year university, somewhere in that.
All right. Well, congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks for the visit.
Thank you.
Caden Taylor from the Mule defense. We're going to let Coach Justin Townsend slide on a set of headsets here, and we'll get a few words from him here on the final as we wrap things up on a Friday night here. Coach, congratulations on the W tonight. Another big win. You gave up the 8 points early, but team responded very well after that early touchdown.
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, you know, that's inevitable. You know, eventually somebody's going to score on you. And, oh, well, I thought our kids responded right back and went after them. And that's what you want to do when a team does that, comes out, drives down, scores on you, you know, how you're going to respond. And, you know, for us, that was maybe a good thing for us to see how, you know, a little adversity, being down a touchdown, how are we going to respond. And I think our kids did an excellent job.
Looking at players in the game here tonight, Cade Carter, what a night, man. Four touchdowns, had an interception.
Yeah.
And talk about that onside kick just a little bit.
Well,
was that called?
It was not an onside kick.
Was it not? Okay.
It was just, we were trying to keep the ball away from Mahan and Reeder, and justly so. And so we were trying to kick a little direction and hit her off right off the kid's helmet, and we got on it. And, you know, honestly, that kind of got us going a little bit too, kind of gave us some momentum and, you know, allowed us maybe to get a little bit more comfortable offensively. So, but yeah, he had a heck of a night. I think a lot of people, you know, it's the, you know, first couple of weeks, it was White Gilbert. You know, Landon had a big game last week throwing. This week, Cade Carter had a huge game. So, it, you know, it's kind of hard for teams to really – you can't forget about Caleb Wells. He's had a couple 100-yard games. So, we have a lot of guys doing a lot of good things, and it starts with our offensive line up front. It starts with our defense, putting our offense in good position. And, you know, that's why good things are happening.
We always talk about a Mule's signature drive, 8-9 minutes. You march it down the field. Wasn't the case tonight. You had the quick strike offense on the big plays, you know, runs of 44, 25, 29, 28. Yeah. Big plays tonight was the key, and it's something we've seen, you know, a couple of three different ways. Mules have found ways to win games.
And I think
this year.
I think that's a true test of a good team when you can do it some different ways. You aren't constantly relying on the big plays. You can get in there and grind it out, or you know, or every once in a while you hit those big plays. You know, so it's a good mix. And you know, once again, that's just a testament to our kids and our coaching staff. They're doing a tremendous job. And, you know, it's just about getting better each week. And we knew Carmi was going to be well prepared for what we do, you know, and they were. And they did some good things. So, like I said, I'm very proud of our kids, though.
All right. Next week, you go head down to Hamilton County. And Hamilton County's a tough place to play.
Yeah, and I think they're coming off a big win. They upset El Dorado, so we're going to have to be ready to go. No doubt about that. They're going to be fired up.
All right. Coach, I want to thank you for the visit tonight. Appreciate it. We'll see you next week at Hamco.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Coach Justin Townsend.
And that was Mark Turner talking with Coach Justin Townsend of the Fairfield Mules. Before that, you heard Fairfield Mules football seniors Bryce Garner and Caden Taylor. Mules victorious last night. Final score there was 40-8. The Mules improved to 5-0 of the season. Talked about Hamilton County and El Dorado toward the end. It was Hamco over El Dorado 20-16. Coming up here on Sports Talk, we'll be hearing from Joe Rivers as Dave Rigg will chat with him, and also Fairfield Lady Mules volleyball coach Chet Snyder. Lady Mules off to a great start of the season. So that's coming your way this morning here on Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. We'll be right back following these words.
Are you looking for a way to promote your business? Fairfield Printing and Graphics is the place for you. Customized shirts, hats, cups, signs, and banners. If you can dream it, they can print it. Fairfield Printing and Graphics is your one-stop spot for promotional printing. They have a graphic designer on staff that will work with you to get the look that you want. Visit Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive or give Wayne a call at 618-842-4048.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. 3 pounds of golden or red delicious apples, $1.99. 3 pound mandarin oranges, $1.99. Fresh cauliflower is $1.99. And 3 pound yellow onions, $1.99. Prices are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store on West Main in Fairfield. Give them a like on Facebook.
We're your hometown bank with hometown pride. Hi, this is Michelle Garner, serving you as loan officer and branch manager of the Fairfield Banking Company. We're locally owned and operated, which means our heart is where it belongs, in the communities we serve. Our decisions are local, our concerns are local, and our priorities are you, our customer. Come in and let our friendly team with 137 years of banking experience assist you. We're the hometown bank's member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on this Saturday morning. Hope you're having a wonderful Saturday. Well, Edwards County, they were off last night, but they will make they will head down south to Vienna this afternoon and take on the Vienna Goreville Eagles. Dave Regg, he spoke with Lions coach Joe Rivers about the upcoming game.
Joe, this week the Lions are playing on Saturday. Does that make some changes to your regular schedule?
Yeah, it definitely does. Changes up our whole practice week, and we've got to give the kids a little bit of some freedom through the week as far as not working them quite as hard because they've got an extra day of practice. But we still get after it pretty hard every day, and I'm not a big fan of Saturday games in general, but they're on the schedule, so we have to play them.
Now, another thing is we're going to make a long trip. Those boys are going to be sitting on that bus for 2 hours. Can that be a problem?
Yeah, it is a problem, but it's something we have to deal with every year. One thing that always happens, we go to Vienna, it always seems to be 115 degrees in the sun, and we have to fight through it, and they do too, and there's not a lot of good quality facility area there. There's no shade. There's nowhere to really go to get away from the elements when it's hot like that, and we'll have to bring plenty of water and maybe a few tents and try to keep the kids shaded, and we'll play our game.
Now, when I talked to you before the start of the season, you said then that the key was to avoid injuries, but we have had a couple. Kinzer Medler was banged up here a couple of weeks ago, and last week we did not have Eli Grimes. How are those boys getting into this game?
Kinzer is back to about 100%, so he's going to be good for this week. Eli is released to come back. We'll be limited in how we use him this week. I don't want to, we've got a big stretch of big games coming up after this week. So if we can avoid using him this week, we probably will.
What do you know about this Vienna team?
Not much. I know their numbers are way down. We've watched them on film. They're a decent team that runs the ball fairly well. But their coach left last year. They've got a new coach. Their numbers are down. I think when we saw the film counted on the sideline, they only had 18 kids dressed. So their numbers are down quite a bit. So I don't expect them to be a super good team, but you never know. You gotta play every game like it's the Super Bowl. So especially in the position we're in at 1-3, we have to win every game. So we're gonna have to come at them as hard as we do against anybody.
Even though the Lions are 1-3, we have not been blown out by anybody, and the Lions have played some very good football this year.
Yeah, we really have. We started off the season, and I don't think we were playing super well. But here, the last game against Carmi and the week before that, we played pretty good football. We just let a few opportunities slip through our hands that cost us the games.
All right. Now, we've been talking about making the playoffs. We can't afford one more loss, and we've got Fairfield waiting for us. So what's the plan ahead now?
Well, right now our goal is to win the next three and get to 3-3, and then we'll let the rest of the season take care of itself.
One thing that really encouraged me is in these road games that we've been playing, we've had a lot of fans in the stand. I looked across the field last Friday night, and we had a lot of people from Edwards County in the stands over there.
Yeah, our crowd does a great job, and the success we've had the last couple of years has really increased the interest in football, and I think our crowds have been great, and they do a good job of supporting us.
Well, and part of the reason why the crowds are coming out is because you've put a good, exciting football team on the field.
Yeah, we do. We play good, exciting football. A lot of passes, a lot of big, exciting plays, big runs. We tend to play pretty good defense for the most part. We feel like we've put a good product on the field for people to watch, and they're coming and watching it.
Well, Joel, we appreciate your time here today talking about this game coming up, and so let's hope that after the game Saturday afternoon, we can talk about another Edwards County Lions win.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And that was head coach Joe Rivers of the Edwards County Lions. Dave Rigg interviewed him about the game today. Yeah, we'd like to talk about the upcoming game here. I'm going to mention the schedule as well for today here for the 28th. But we'd like to mention that Edwards County, again, will be at Vienna Gorville to take on the Eagles. You can hear the game on WOKZ 105.9 and online, NetworkOneSports.com. Start with the pregame show at 12:45, followed by kickoff at 1 p.m. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Coming up, we'll hear from Fairfield Lady Mules volleyball coach Chet Snyder. Lady Mules are off to a great start of the season, so stay tuned. It's coming your way here in just a moment.
Bonds Tire is ready to help you before it's too late with all your tire and battery needs. They have every kind of tire from a lawnmower to those big old tractor tires. If you want car tires, they have a large selection of brand name tires, and if you need batteries, they have them also. No matter what your tire needs are, they have you covered at Bonds Tire. Bonds Tire is located in Fairfield, south on Route 45, across from Casey's. Give them a call today, 842-3500.
There is nothing better than helping a family find the home of their dreams. It is more than just a mortgage, it's about helping people. Hi, this is Sarah Moult, mortgage originator for People's National Bank. We pride ourselves on providing quality products and services to meet the banking needs for the people that work and live right here. Since 1909, our focus continues on you, our customers. People's National Bank, it's our people that make a difference. Since 1909, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like it's a season away. To others, it's the next whistle to get back in the football game. United Mutual Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate their student-athletes competing under those Friday night lights. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and they love cheering them to victory. They go for a touchdown in insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual insurance provider today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on a Saturday morning. Well, we kicked off our volleyball broadcast Thursday as we covered the Fairfield Lady Mules. They hosted El Dorado on Thursday night as Lady Mules emerged victorious over El Dorado in two sets. Also, JV and freshman volleyball also did well. And not only that, but the Fairfield Lady Mules volleyball team, only one loss of the season so far. That was against Tolono Unity up there at the KZ Westfield tournament recently. Fairfield finished third in that tournament. And Mark Turner, he chatted with Mules coach Chet Snyder after the match against El Dorado.
Welcome back to the Mule Barn. The Mules get a two-set victory over El Dorado here tonight. A couple of Mules players have joined us. Jacqueline Sims, one of the seniors on the ball club, has joined us. And Jacqueline, early on, it looked like El Dorado wanted nothing to do with your spikes.
Yeah.
What in that sort of instance, what are you looking for? As far as, you know, when you're looking for the spike, what are you calling for?
I call a J. It's like a really quick five, or it's like a really quick four. They just make it really quick to me because I like to just go up and hit it. Mm-hmm. But it's nothing like, it's like my set. No one else, like, calls it.
All right. As you move throughout the season, let's look at what you like as far as goals for the year.
Well, my goal for our season is to make it to the Redbird Arena.
All right. Last year you went to the Elite Eight, and this year you hope to go a little farther. 18-1 now. I don't think you guys may have lost more than one or two sets in a match all year.
Yep. 18-1 is the best record we've had so far in Mule history.
All right. Jacqueline, what's up for Jacqueline Sims after graduation?
I don't know yet. I hope to be going off to play volleyball, but I've had offers, just don't know where I want to go yet.
All right. Jacqueline, thanks for the visit. We appreciate it.
No
Congratulations
problem.
Here
Thank
tonight.
You.
All right. Lexi Hobbs, libero for the Mule Volleyball squad, has joined us. And Lexi, congratulations on the victory here tonight.
Thank you.
El Dorado in that second set really made a comeback, made it tough for you to get the win.
Yeah, we did not play well the second set. I think sometimes we tend to play down to their level. So we just got to keep our level and intensity up when we're not playing as great of a team. So.
All right. As you move throughout the year, you guys have finished first in two of the three tournaments you've been in the tournament that you did not finish first in, you were second, I believe, and
right.
You lost to a team that I think is still unbeaten. Is that right?
Right. Tolono, they were amazing. They had a really good outside that will probably go play college ball somewhere big. So she was really good.
As you move throughout the year, what's up for Lexi Hobbs after graduation?
I'm committed to play volleyball for John A. Logan.
Okay. So. Well, congratulations.
Thank
and,
you.
We'll see you down the line.
Yeah. Thank
right.
you.
Lexi Hobbs, and we'll let Chet Snyder get over here and slide on the headsets, and we'll get a few words from Chet about the victory here tonight. Chet, congratulations on the W here tonight. Congratulations on all three levels getting victories here tonight. Well, you guys really took it to El Dorado, all three two-set victories.
Yeah. JV and the fresh soft played really well. JV and varsity did not. So, but just a get the 19th varsity win, you know, in 20 tries. That's a good night for us.
As you and you've got some players on this ball club. You picked up a couple of kids who moved in that are seeing some pretty significant minutes for you.
Yeah. Well, Nadia moved in, and she's not here tonight. You know, she's at a college visit in Florida. But her sister filled in for her tonight, you know, and did a fantastic job. You know, and then Chloe plays for us, sets, and hits outside and does a great job for us.
Looking at the serves here tonight, I mean, you had two or three runs of four, five, six points at a time from the service. And that jump serve, was giving El Dorado all sorts of fits.
Yeah, we serve usually really, really well. And tonight we did not serve really, really well. So
maybe a little bit of pressure from the radio, right?
Yeah. Maybe it was the radio that was in here. Maybe it was. I don't know what it was.
All right, Coach. As you move throughout the season, you head to Mount Carmel on Monday night for your next game, and Mount Carmel's a pretty solid ball club.
Yeah, we're gonna have to be a lot better on Monday night, or we're gonna get smoked. We gotta bring it with a different mentality, and I think we will. Sometimes these matches are hard to, you know. We've never lost to El Dorado since we've been the Black Diamond, and the girls know that. So sometimes it's harder to get up for a team like that. You know, we really got up and played well Tuesday against Hamilton County, you know, and they're a big rival of ours. So
yeah,
I think we'll be better on Monday.
I think Lexi said it real well. In that second set, you just kind of played down to the competition.
Yeah,
we
were pretty flat. And we were missing two starters tonight, but we still shouldn't have ended like that. We were a little flat there.
All right. Coach, as you move throughout the season, what are you looking to improve on as you move toward postseason?
Well, like tonight, Jacqueline played all the way around there in that second game, and she can hit the ball the back row too. And we got to decide if we can use her out of the back row. If we, you know, when we get Colby back, that gives us another passer back there, and then how we would re-enter Colby in the lineup and then, you know, keep Jacqueline in the lineup on the back row.
Those are pretty good problems to have.
They're pretty good problems to have. But Jacqueline can get us out of a lot of stuff, you know, and we like to see the ball in her hands on that third contact.
Jacqueline, one of the better outside hitters in the southern half of the state.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And that was Mark Turner talking to Mules volleyball coach Chet Snyder next, and also to heard from seniors Jacqueline Sims, one of the outside hitters, and Lexi Hobbs, who was the libero for the Lady Mules. Our next volleyball broadcast is going to be on Thursday, October 10th, so mark that down on your calendar, put it down on your scheduling device, as the Mules will be hosting Hamilton County Lady Foxes. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. We'll take a look at the sports schedule for today. That's coming up next.
Moms and dads, do you have a new driver in the family? Then now's the time to get your teenager set up with a Citizens National Bank of Albion savings or checking account, Visa debit card, and safe and secure online and mobile banking products like our new Tap and Pay mobile wallets. Come in today to any one of our 6 locations in Albion, Olney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. Our knowledgeable teams will set your teens up with all the banking tools they need for a strong financial future.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Jeep Adventure Days are at Le Mans Chrysler. Now through September 30th, jump in on great Jeep deals. Save up to $8,228 on remaining new 18 Jeep models. Drive off in a loaded new 19 Grand Cherokee Limited for only $399 a month, or a new 19 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited for only $366 a month. Le Mans also has the all-new 2020 Jeep Gladiator in stock and priced to sell. Start your Jeep adventure today. Le Mans Chrysler, 412 East Main Fairfield on LeMansOnline.com. Payments based on 36-month CCAP lease with $1,400 cash down. First payment, tax, and all fees due at signing. Subject to credit approval and mileage restrictions.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn here with you. Let's go ahead and take a look here at the sports schedule for today. I mentioned it a few minutes ago, but we'd like to remind you about a broadcast coming up here. 12:45, Edwards County will take on Vienna Gorville on the road. They'll take on the Eagles. You can hear the game on WOKZ 105.9 and online at NetworkOneSports.com. Also, Benton will be at West Frankfort. That's a 12 noon start. Also, Mount Carmel versus Alton Marquette. That game was supposed to be played last night, actually, but due to sickness, they pushed back the game a day. They'll be playing at 6 p.m. on the road at Alton. College football action. Some teams are off today. Got a bye week here, but Eastern Illinois will take on Tennessee Tech in Ohio Valley Conference play. The Illinois Fighting Illini are off, and the Southern Illinois Salukis are off as well. High school tennis, Fairfield Community High School will be at the Fairfield Invitational, hosting their Invitational today. College volleyball action starting up at 10 o'clock this morning. Frontier will be at Shawnee Community College on the road down there in Owen. Coming up here, Major League Baseball action for you. The Cardinals and the Cubs series continues to wrap up the regular season. That game will be starting at 5:20 first pitch. You can hear the game on WOKZ 105.9. Meanwhile, the White Sox take on Detroit. NHL preseason, the Blackhawks will take on the Bruins on the road. Well, that about wraps it up here for Sports Talk here on this Saturday morning, September 28th, 2019. We'd like to remind you that every episode of Sports Talk is podcasted for your listening pleasure if you happen to miss Sports Talk. Also, we filmed the Carmi versus Fairfield football game last night. You can watch the video stream on our website at WFIWRadio.com. We'd like to mention the sponsors here for Sports Talk on this Saturday morning: Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Wainwright Propane, Fairfield National Bank, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, Fairfield Banking Company, Vaughn's Tire, People's National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, Citizens National Bank, and Le Mans Chevrolet Chrysler. If you haven't heard any of these sponsors, please call them up or swing by and tell them how much you appreciate their sponsorship of being on Sports Talk. Also, if you happen to hear any of the businesses being mentioned during our football games this season, if you have the opportunity, tell them how much you appreciate sponsoring these high school football games here for both Fairfield and Edwards County on WFIW and WOKZ, as we do home and away. That wraps up for Sports Talk here on this Saturday, September 28th. Great to be here with you. Have a wonderful Saturday and have a great rest of the weekend. I'm Derek Dunn signing off. Be safe this weekend. We'll catch you all next Saturday, which it will be a new month, October. That's right, October the 5th. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk has been brought to you by Citizens National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, People's National Bank, Vaughn's Tire, Fairfield Banking Company, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield National Bank, Wainwright Propane, and Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Sports Talk can be heard every Saturday morning at 9 right here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWRadio.com. This has been a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWRadio.com Sports.